Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea. How are you doing today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And so today you're going to be talking about storing fresh fruits and vegetables?
That's right. I know with summer officially here, many of us are enjoying a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables with them being in season, maybe even a little bit cheaper at the grocery store or even purchasing them at the local farmer's market. The method that we use to store fresh fruits and vegetables, whether that's in the refrigerator, at room temperature on the counter, or maybe it's a combination of both, really can depend on the type of produce that you have. Things like fresh berries, cherries, grapes, stone fruits like apricots are really highly perishable and need to be kept in the refrigerator, berries especially, because they can become moldy within a few days. Apples, on the other hand, can be kept at room temperature and on the counter if you're planning to use those within 7 days. However, if you're going to keep them longer, it's recommended to keep those apples in the refrigerator for best quality. Things like leafy greens, celery, carrots, broccoli, green beans, and asparagus are all items that need to be refrigerated as well. When you think about asparagus, it can also be a good idea to put the bottom ends of the asparagus in a cup of water to help keep the produce hydrated so it doesn't wrinkle up and dry out. The same thing with some herbs, particularly basil. Basil is actually one that's actually better stored at room temperature, but to put it in a cup of water to help keep it fresh. So there are some types of produce that may need a little more ripening when they're first brought home. Things like nectarines, peaches, pears, and plums can be left on the counter when they're first brought home to ripen up and then put into the refrigerator. If peaches, for example, are a little hard when you first purchase them, sometimes it does work to put them in a paper bag and fold down the sides of that bag and let the natural ethylene gas that the peaches have help ripen them up. And another trick is to put an apple in with that bag, too, as that can help speed up the ripening process. There are plenty of other types of produce that you can leave on the counter at room temperature. Those include bananas, melons, citrus fruits, pineapple, tomatoes, onions, garlic, and potatoes. If your bananas are starting to show brown spots, they do need to be refrigerated, frozen, or made into a smoothie or banana bread. Onions and garlic really should be stored away from potatoes because they can cause potatoes to sprout faster. And with any and all produce, especially the ones that have been kept at room temperature, once those have been cut open and you have any leftovers, those leftovers do need to be put back into the refrigerator. Some other things to think about when selecting produce at the grocery store or farmer's market, you can look at the bottom of a melon rather than thumping or tapping on it to judge its ripeness. You can look at the color of the melon rind where it's sat on the ground and look for a buttery yellow color. I know some people swear by the thumping on those melons, but it can be deceiving, and you really do have to know what you're listening for. So it really can be a good rule of thumb is to look for that yellow color. Likewise, the stem area on cantaloupes, if it is no longer green and you can smell that cantaloupe fragrance, it's ready to be used and eaten. And remember, if you're at the grocery store, don't forget to take advantage of those plastic bags that are available in the produce section at the grocery store, helping to keep a barrier between those fresh produce and the fresh meats that you may purchase to help prevent any potential cross-contamination. And lastly, it's not recommended to wash any leafy greens or berries immediately after you bring them home and before putting them in the refrigerator, as it can shorten their shelf life. In most cases, it's really better to wait and wash produce until you're ready to use them and ready to eat them. And you are always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office of the Frontier District at 785-448-6826 if you have additional questions. And you can also visit our Frontier District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
All right. Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up tomorrow morning at 640, Mayor DeZine Extension District 4-H agent, Carla Hightower.